A lunar tale from illusion to sovereignty. Truth, transformation, and a transit. Full moon in Aquarius. What's up, everybody? This is Paul Heath. Welcome back to I Am Astrology Readings. And we're talking about the upcoming full moon in Aquarius at 17 degrees. Now we're going to look at this full moon in three parts. Act 1, Act 2, Act 3. Act 1, what's that? The new moon. You have to look at all of this stuff in cycles. So we're going to go back to the new moon to come back to the full moon. Act 1, new moon at 9 degrees Aquarius. The idol shatters. On January 29th of 2025, we had a new moon in Aquarius, which kicked off this cycle. Now the Sabian symbol connected to this new moon is a man who had for a time become the embodiment of popular ideal, is made to realize that as a person, he is not this ideal. This universal drama begins not with a gentle awakening, but with a violent crack of false identity at 9 degrees Aquarius. The new moon initiated a cycle that will strip away every projection, every performed persona, every comfortable lie we've built our lives upon. This is the moment when the archetypal mask, the role you've been playing in the collective dream, begins to splinter. Now, this new moon happened in the bounds of Venus. Yeah, and at that time, Venus was in Pisces in an exalted position, giving off seductive illusions. The very idealization that once elevated us, elevated our status, now has become a prison. Numerology speaking, 9 carries the energy of completion and spiritual initiation, the final stage before rebirth into authentic expression. Now, the tarot card connected to this degree is the 5 of Swords, which reflects the bitter taste of hollow victory, the moment when winning the wrong game feels like losing everything. Tarot connection, the Empress being Venus, the Star, Aquarius, and the 5 of Swords. Venus was exalted in Pisces, bringing seductive illusions. And at that time, Jupiter was in Gemini, retrograde, in detriment, which was bringing scattered wisdom, seeking integration. Now, when you put this new moon in the bounds of Venus, at that time that was exalted in Pisces, what do you have? Beauty masking as truth. And then the shattering process began. Personal, relational, collective, and spiritual. On a personal level, the identity you've created no longer fits. On the relational side, others' projections onto you become unbearable. Collective-wise, the role you've been playing in society feels hollow. And on the spiritual level, the gap between who you are and who you're supposed to be becomes a deep valley. This isn't failure, it's a necessary destruction that precedes authentic creation. The idol must shatter before the human can emerge. Which brings up a few questions. Y'all know how I do. Where have you allowed yourself to become someone else's fantasy? What success narrative no longer aligns with your soul's truth? Which mask are you most afraid to remove? Integration practice. Write down 3 roles you've been performing. Ask each role, what gifts did you bring me? Then, what truths are you hiding? All of this was going on in January during the new moon and actually during this whole cycle. And so what gifts did that time bring to you? This time was pushing you to release the need to be anyone's idol and choose the courage to be real. Now we get to act two of this cycle, which is the full moon, which is coming up on August 9th at 17 degrees Aquarius. Now we get to the cosmic unmasking. The Saban symbol connected to this full moon, a man's secret motives are being publicly unmasked. Now we get to the 6 month end of the cycle. And during these 6 months, the idol has shattered. The full moon at 17 degrees Aquarius brings the most intense archetypal confrontation of the cycle. This isn't just a gentle revelation. It's a universal intervention. Secret motives, hidden agendas, and suppressed truths explode into the light during this rare and volatile planetary storm. But there's more than chaos at work here. Simultaneously, a grand trine in air forms between Mars, Uranus, and Pluto, creating what the ancients may have recognized as the sword of the mind, a precision instrument of consciousness that cuts through the illusions with surgical accuracy. What's being created here? The perfect storm. Mars, Saturn, Neptune, opposition at 1 degree. Mars, newly into Libra at 1 degree, will be in detriment. And at this time, we have the hesitant warrior. The hesitant warrior seeks action through diplomacy, but hesitates from fear of conflict. You also could see passive aggressiveness, strategic manipulation, and endless deliberation. Mars here doesn't swing the sword. He weighs it, because Libra is the scales of balance, weighs it endlessly. The scales go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The inner war between authentic action and maintaining false peace. But here's the universal twist. This same Mars forms an activation point in a grand trine, transforming its hesitation into strategic precision. The reluctant warrior becomes the diplomatic revolutionist, wielding intellectual warfare instead of brute force. Now, I said Saturn and Neptune will be in its opposition in Aries at 1 degree, but both of them are retrograde, bringing with it a karmic reckoning. Saturn's condition in Aries is in fall, oppressive structures crumbling, harsh self-doubt dissolving. Neptune, also in Aries at 1 degree, conjunct with Saturn, brings the energy of identity illusions being stripped away, spiritual bypassing being exposed. When you combine these two energies together, the combined force can look like, I can't move forward until I face what I broke. Which also brings a question with that. Should you wait to be rescued or claim your own agency? Now let's dissect this grand trine. We have Uranus. By the way, this grand trine is in air. We have Uranus in Gemini. We have Pluto in Aquarius. And Mars and Libra, all in air. Trine energy is when you have two planets at 120 degrees apart. Now we have three, and it's creating a triangle. Now Uranus and Gemini at 1 degree brings the lightning strike and the revolutionary broadcaster. Uranus will be sextile to that Saturn and Neptune, air to fire, which can bring sudden insights, pierce the karmic fog. Saturn and Neptune over there, karmic fog. Now Uranus will also be trying to Mars at 1 degree. Instant courage to speak your truth or sever ties or maybe take action. And this Uranus at 1 degree will be trying to a retrograding Pluto. The lightning strike of insight that revolutionizes your entire belief system. The moment when confusion transforms into crystal clarity. Oh, this is the truth? Now I know what I need to do. That energy. As part of the Grand Trine, Uranus is acting like the neural network connecting the revolutionary energies as the universal hacker, downloading breakthrough perspectives directly into the collective consciousness. Now, Mars will be trine Pluto at 2 degrees Aquarius, which is bringing strategic transformation. This is raw willpower meets diplomatic strategy. Think mob bosses. It's not impulsive action. It's intentional and a mystic choice. The power to cut cords, set boundaries, and transform completely. No more half measures. This ends today. This aspect becomes the system rebuilder. Whatever the sword cuts through gets consciously reconstructed on a more authentic foundation. The sword of the mind. Air Grand Trine integration. While the Mars, Saturn, Neptune opposition creates the pressure of unmasking, the Air Grand Trine provides the precision tools for the revelation. Mars in Libra wields the sword with strategic finesse, revolution through coalition building, legal action, and aesthetic warfare rather than crude confrontations. Uranus in Gemini creates the blueprint and broadcasts the signal. Sudden downloads of collective breakthrough, quantum leaps in communication and information processing. Pluto in Aquarius, retrograde. This is the excavation of power structures. Not just destroying toxic systems, but consciously rebuilding community on authentic foundations. This isn't just explosive revelations, it's surgical precision. The universal unmasking happening. Information warfare replacing crude propaganda. Strategic social movements channeling revolutionary energy through legal and cultural shifts. Weaponized intellect that cuts through the lies with razor-sharp clarity. Collective downloads of breakthrough perspectives that shift entire belief systems overnight. The Mars, Saturn, Neptune opposition creates the pressure for revelation, explosive, chaotic unmasking, emotional overwhelm, and confusion forces confrontation with truth. It could feel like everything's falling apart. Insert the Air Grand Trine, which is providing the precision tools for cutting through illusions surgically. Strategic transformation, mental clarity, and bright insight makes truth elegant and undeniable. Now I see exactly how to rebuild it. Now let's look at these numbers. Can't forget the numbers. 1 degrees and actually 2 degrees, right? This is bringing a 1 and 2 degree signature. Sign your name on a dotted line. Distorted new beginnings meets strategic reformation. This 1 and 2 degrees is creating a fascinating tension. The number 1 is pure initiative and identity, but wrapped in confusion and resistance. Pluto at 2 degrees is stabilization and strategic planning with wisdom to rebuild consciously. What seems like should be a clean new beginning instead becomes a masterclass in transformation through pressure, where the confusion itself becomes the catalyst for unprecedented clarity. How should you navigate this storm? As you will the mental sword, don't just react, strategize. Mars in Libra excels when it plans 3 moves ahead. Can somebody say chess? Use your mind as a precision instrument. Make sure you download your insights, Uranus in Gemini brings sudden breakthrough moments. Be open to new perspectives that completely shift your understanding. Multitask. Build bridges while cutting cords. The Grand Trine excels at creating alliances while simultaneously destroying what no longer serves. Then we bring in Pluto. Question your own power structures. Pluto retrograde asks you to examine your own beliefs and assumptions. What authority have you given away? Here, you can have it. Go ahead, take it. Trust the precision. This isn't random chaos. It's surgical transformation. The sword of consciousness cuts exactly where it needs to. You didn't know the universe is a cutter? You ain't read your Bible. This full moon represents a moment where language, symbolism, and belief systems become the primary tools for transformation. The unmasking happens not through crude exposure, but through the elegant precision of minds that have learned to think clearly and communicate with devastating accuracy. The revolution will not be televised. It will be intellectualized, strategized, and implemented through the networks of the consciousness that bind us all together. Your secret motives aren't just being exposed. They're being dissected with surgical precision and reconstructed on the foundation of authentic power. Tarot connection, the sun, illumination, justice, Libra, the tower, explosive revelations, the moon and Neptune, bringing illusions, the star, the Aquarian hope, the magician, wielding the sword of the mind. All of this should bring up questions. Your soul wants to know, what truth have you been avoiding that's now demanding attention? Where have you prioritized keeping the peace over honoring your authentic needs? How can you wield your intellect as a precision instrument of transformation? What secret motive in yourself or in others are ready to be exposed or consciously rebuilt? Name the projection. Write down whose dream you've been living or whose expectations you've been meeting. Face the shadow. Identify one secret motive or hidden agenda you've been carrying. Download the insight. Sit quietly and ask, what does my strategic mind already know that my emotional mind is avoiding? Wield the sword. Make one surgical cut. One decisive decision that severs what no longer serves while building what does. Then broadcast the signal. Share one truth you learn with someone who needs to hear it. I wield the sword of consciousness with precision and grace. My mind is a revolutionary instrument in the service of authentic transformation. Then we get to Act 3. What? This is still going? Yep. Venus and Jupiter conjunction at 13 degrees. This is when the Phoenix rises, 2 days after this full moon. The Saban symbol connected to this is a very old man facing a vast dark space to the northeast. Venus and Jupiter are the two benefic planets, and they will unite at 13 degrees Cancer, bringing a moment of earned grace. This isn't a soft, undeserved blessing. This is abundance that flows from the spiritual labor that you completed, wisdom that emerges from the trials you survived, and love that has been purified by truth. This conjunction of Venus and Jupiter will be happening in the bounds of Jupiter. I don't know if you caught that, but the new moon was in the bounds of Venus. Now this full moon is in the bounds of Jupiter, and both bound rulers will be meeting at 13 degrees Cancer. The very old man facing the vast dark space to the northeast represents ancient wisdom confronting the unknown. The courage to step into the uncharted territory armed with hard-won experience and spiritual maturity. As the phoenix rises out of the ashes, it's bringing gifts. So what could rise out of these ashes? Emotional sovereignty. You can now distinguish between feeling everything and being controlled by feelings. Cancer's wisdom flows through you as the ability to honor emotions without being hijacked by them. Ancestral alchemy. The patterns you've broken don't just free you, they liberate your entire lineage. Your healing ripples through time, rewriting family stories and collective karma. Authentic magnetism. Jupiter's expansion meets Venus's attraction in the sign of emotional truth. What you draw into your life now aligns with who you become, not who you were performing to be. And sacred specialization. Like the old man with the ancient wisdom, you develop unique capabilities through this trial. You weathered the storm. Your weathered experience, your spiritual maturity, is ready to guide others through the darkness you've already navigated. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, bringing protective wisdom, the strength to nurture without sacrificing the self. Moral courage, standing for truth with compassion, not cruelty. Emotional intelligence, leading from the heart without losing your head. And sacred boundaries, saying no to what doesn't serve, yes to what does. This is the universe giving you a reward for surviving the unmasking. You get to come home to yourself, but as a transformed being carrying hard-won wisdom. This Venus-Jupiter conjunction is happening at 13 degrees, the number of rebellion and death, but also resurrection, the death of what no longer protects you, rebellion against false comfort and inherited patterns, the courage to love authentically after the illusions die, sacred disruptions that birth new possibility. 13 is 1 plus 3, which equals 4. So 13 reduces to 4. The number of foundations, structure, spiritual consolidation. You're not just healed, you're rebuilt on truth. The Phoenix's blessings. Going through this, acknowledge the death. Honor the version of yourself that died in the cycle. Thank that identity for its service before releasing it completely. Thank you. Recognize the birth. Identify the new capabilities emerging from the ashes. What can you do now that you couldn't do before, around January? What wisdom do you carry that you didn't have 6 months ago? Claim your ancient wisdom. What unique insight has the trial developed in you? How will you use your weathered experience, your capacity to face the unknown with courage, to guide others through their own darkness? Alpha, your medicine. Your transformation isn't complete until it becomes contribution. How will you share what you've learned with those who still trapped in the illusion that you've escaped from? Create some beauty. Make something, art, writing, music, a meal, a garden that embodies your newfound authenticity. Let your truth become an offering to the world. For your tarot people, the Chariot, Cancer's movement, the Death, transformation, the Empress, Venus, and the Wheel of Fortune, Jupiter, need temperance, integration. What unique wisdom have I gained through this archetypal death and rebirth? How will I use hard-won insights to serve something larger than myself? What does authentic abundance look like in my life now? What you wanted at 25 ain't the same thing at 45. Create a sacred space in your home that honors both who you were and who you becoming. Include symbols of what you released and what you're calling in. Visit this space daily, offering gratitude for the transformation. I rise not in spite of my trials, but because of them. My authenticity is my gift to the world, and the world is ready to receive it. What is this whole cycle about? Transforming from the archetype to authenticity. The new moon at 9 degrees Aquarius, that's when the idol shattered. Now this full moon at 17 degrees Aquarius, the universal unmasking. Don't forget the conjunction, Cancer, 13 degrees, the Phoenix rise. You tarot people? The Five of Swords and the Star was the new moon. The full moon, the Tower and the Magician, Death and the Empress. Release performed identity, face hidden truths with precision, then embody the earned wisdom. Now time to get on to what a lot of y'all came for. Let's make it personal. Your rising sign. How could all of this energy show up for each rising sign? This is where the universe meets your life personally. Aries rising. This Mars opposition is from your 7th to your 1st. Relationship dynamic conflict with your personal identity. This whole new moon, full moon process is in your 11th house. New moon, friend groups and future visions face complete renovation. Full moon, 11th house. Your role in collective movements gets publicly examined. Venus, Jupiter in your 4th house. Home and family foundations rebuild on emotional truth. Aries rising, who are you when you stop fighting the battles that aren't yours? How does your authentic fire inspire rather than intimidate? Taurus rising, the builder of sacred foundation. Mars, this Mars opposition is happening from your 6th to your 12th. Daily routines conflict with your spiritual calling. Your 10th house, career, identity, and public reputation crumble to regenerate. Now the full moon is still in your 10th house. Professional mask and authority figures face exposure. The Venus-Jupiter conjunction is in your 3rd. Communication and learning become the vehicles for emotional wisdom. Taurus rising, what are you building that will outlast your ego? How do you create beauty that serves the soul? Gemini rising, the messenger's revolutionary truth. This Mars opposition is happening from your 5th to your 11th. Creative self-expression conflicts with group belonging. The new moon was in your 9th house. Belief systems and higher learning undergo radical transformation. The full moon in the 9th house, your teaching, publishing, or philosophical stance gets scrutinized. Venus and Jupiter in the 2nd house, professional values and resources align with emotional authenticity. Gemini rising, what message is your soul demanding you share? How do you communicate truth without losing compassion? Cancer rising, the nurturer's emotional sovereignty. The Mars opposition is from your 4th to your 10th. Family, home, needs conflict with your career demand. The new moon was in your 8th. Shared resources and intimacy patterns face death and rebirth. This full moon in the 8th, hidden psychological motivations and power dynamics exposed. This Venus and Jupiter conjunction is happening in your 1st. Your entire identity rebuilds on foundation of emotional authenticity. Cancer rising, how do you nurture without sacrificing yourself? What does unconditional love look like when it includes boundaries? Leo rising, the creator's authentic radiance. The Mars opposition is happening from your 3rd to the 9th. Daily communication conflicts with higher purpose. The new moon was in your 7th house. Partnerships and one-on-one relationships undergo complete renovation. The full moon is in your 7th house. Relationship patterns and projections dynamics publicly revealed. The Venus-Jupiter conjunction is happening in your 12th. Spiritual practice and hidden services become sources of joy. Leo rising, what are you creating from your authentic essence versus your ego? How does your light serve something greater? Virgo rising, the healer's sacred service. The Mars opposition is happening from your 2nd to your 8th. Personal resources conflict with shared transformation. This new moon was in your 6th house. Daily work, health, and service patterns face purification. The full moon in the 6th, work relationships and health secrets come to light. Venus-Jupiter conjunction in your 11th. Friendships and future visions align with heartfelt purpose. Virgo rising, how do you serve without perfectionism becoming self-punishment? What healing gift emerges from your own woundedness? Libra rising, the diplomat's strategic revolution. This Mars opposition, 1st to the 7th, personal identity conflicts with relationship harmony. The new moon in your 5th house, creative expression and romance face authentic renovation. The full moon in your 5th, artistic works and romantic dynamics undergo public scrutiny. The Venus-Jupiter conjunction is happening in your 10th house. Career, reputation, rebuild on the foundation of emotional intelligence. Libra rising, when do you choose authentic conflict over false peace? How does your diplomacy serve justice, not just comfort? Scorpio rising, the Phoenix ultimate transformation. Mars opposition, 12th house to the 6th house. Your spiritual calling conflicts with practical service. New moon, 4th house. Family patterns and emotional foundation face complete regeneration. Full moon, 4th house. Ancestral secrets and family dynamics explosively revealed. Venus, Jupiter, 9th house. Philosophy and higher learning becoming paths to emotional mastery. Scorpio rising, what are you ready to let die completely? How does your transformation become medicine for others? Sagittarius rising, the teacher's expanded truth. The Mars opposition, 11 to 5. Group ideals conflict with personal creative expression. The new moon, 3rd house. Communication patterns and local environment undergo revolution. Full moon, your words, your writing, or teaching methods face public examination. Venus and Jupiter in the 8th house, shared resources and intimacy deepen through emotional honesty. Sagittarius rising, what truth is your soul demanding you teach? How do you expand minds without crushing spirits? Capricorn rising, the authority's authentic leadership. This Mars opposition is from your 10th to your 4th. Professional reputation conflicts with family and emotional needs. The new moon in the 2nd, personal values and material resources face complete restructuring. Full moon in the 2nd house, financial motivations and value systems publicly questioned. Venus, Jupiter, 7. Partnerships become laboratories for emotional growth and authentic relating. Capricorn rising, what kind of leader emerges when you stop performing authority? How do you build legacy through authentic service? Aquarius rising, the revolutionary's authentic vision. The Mars opposition, 9th to 3rd. Higher beliefs conflict with daily communication. The new moon in the 1st, complete identity, death, and rebirth. The mask finally comes off. Full moon in the 1st, your entire persona face public examination. No more hiding. This Venus-Jupiter conjunction in your 6th. Daily life becomes sacred practice of emotional integration. Aquarius rising, who are you when you stop curating yourself for the collective? How does your authenticity inspire genuine revolution? Pisces rising, the mystic's spiritual integration. Mars opposition, 8th to the 2nd. Shared transformation conflicts with your personal values. New moon in the 12th. Spiritual bypassing and self-sacrifice patterns face disillusion. Full moon in the 12th. Hidden service, martyrdom, or escape patterns are exposed. Venus-Jupiter conjunction in your fifth. Creative joy and romantic love rebuild on foundation of emotional truth. Pisces rising. What does your soul need to create versus prove? How do you serve without sacrificing yourself? Y'all, this isn't just a gentle lunar cycle. It's a complete archetypal renovation that strips you down to your essence and rebuilds from truth. The universal forces involved ensure that transformation isn't optional, it's inevitable. The first movement, the shattering. Every false identity, projected ideal, and performed persona cracks open. The uncomfortable gap between who you are and who you're supposed to be becomes unbearable. This isn't punishment. It's necessary destruction before authentic creation. The second movement, the unmasking. Mars, Saturn, Neptune, opposition creates a universal storm that forces hidden truths into the light. With the air grand trine providing surgical precision and Uranus delivering lightning strikes of clarity, there's no avoiding the confrontation between authentic action in false peace. Your secret motives and others are dissected with intellectual precision and consciously rebuilt. Then we get to the third movement, the rising. Venus-Jupiter conjunction unite in Cancer to bless your transformation with earned grace. You're not just healed, you're rebuilt with specialized wisdom, emotional sovereignty, and the ability to serve from authenticity rather than performance. From the beginning of this lunar cycle to the end of this lunar cycle, the ultimate question, what mask are you ready to finally remove forever? What truth is your soul demanding you embody and share? How will your transformation serve not just your liberation, but healing of the collective? The universal forces align during this cycle. Mars, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, Pluto ensure that the transformation isn't gentle or optional. You will be changed by this process. The only choice is whether you'll participate consciously or be dragged, kicking and screaming into your authenticity. The archetypal death is complete. The cosmic unmasking has occurred through surgical precision. The phoenix is rising. Your soul is calling. The stars have aligned. The stage is set. Your move, Phoenix. May your journey from archetype to authenticity serve not just your liberation, but the liberation of all who witness your courage to be devastatingly, beautifully, unapologetically real. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Please leave a comment. Please share. Send an email. Come to the website. Book a reading. If you want to have a conversation, I would love to speak to you. Until next time, I'll be seeing you. Know thyself. Balance your energy.